My name is Mike Rowe. And this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
We're going to regurgitate her.
Oh, shut up.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Oh, it stinks in here, Diana. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty. Whoa!
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Heat and pressure make the barrel. Just like TV.
I'll meet with some master coopers and learn about the three ingredients to a properly made wine barrel. Wood.
How many splinters have you had over the years?
You don't want to know.
Metal. And Scottish guys.
No, you're Scottish too, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, God.
It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys. If your idea of fun is setting things on fire.
Uh-oh.
And later, the majestic red oak can grow over 100 feet tall and live for over 600 years.
How long should it take to get this down?
About 3 minutes.
But chopping down trees is the easy part. The hard part is hauling away the valuable timber. That's where the mules come in.
Oh, God. This is a wine barrel. It's made out of French oak by a Scottish guy here in the United States. Unfortunately, it's empty at the moment, which is kind of a bummer. But on the positive side, making it is a dirty job.
Nestled away in California's picturesque Napa Valley, Seguin Moreau appears peaceful and serene on the outside. But on the inside, there's a lot of banging going on and slamming and hammering. Luckily for me, I'm here with Andy. Andy's a cooper, someone who makes and repairs barrels.
How you going?
The banging never really stops, and every now and then, Andy has to take charge of the situation.
Sorry.
Andy, it's wonderful, though, the way they listen to you. I have to applaud that.
Well, I've got very dulcet Scottish tones. I'm very loud, and every one of them will tell you that.
You were saying that this wood comes from...
Missouri, Minnesota, Kentucky, all these different places. As you can see, it's not just a normal piece of wood. It's concave, convex, and it's angled.
With concave, meaning it goes in a little bit.
It goes rounded.
Wait a minute, it's concave on this side.
It's
convex there, means it bows out.
You got it.
So a barrel really is just, well, here's one right here. This is, it's all these separate pieces of wood. How do you seal them together?
Once we raise the barrel up into the rosette, we put it over a bending fire where we approximately heat it for about 20 minutes with water and fire. Makes the wood more flexible and we can bend it into shape.
But is there no sealant that goes in between?
There's no glues, no nails, nothing. It's just the pressure of the hoops pushing down on it in perfect seal.
Heat and pressure makes the barrel. Just like TV.
Just grab a bundle.
But any old bundle?
You think broad?
Right.
Narrow.
Broad, narrow, okay.
But if you've got a lot of intermediates, they go in as well. So then it'll be broad, narrow, medium, broad, narrow.
So the key is not to have two broads.
Two broads.
Together. All right, large on the outside, narrow on the inside. These are too close, aren't they?
There you go. We'll work that in.
So how many splinters have you had over the years?
You don't want to know.
You're right, I don't.
It should be good. Step over. Turn. Hoop. Next one, juice. Get rid of this one. We don't need that. Now we're going to level off the top of the barrel, so the top of it's level.
Just going to hit it with a hammer?
Yep. Don't hit your thumb.
Don't hit the thumb.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm doing, because the thing with your thumb, now I'm realizing why you were telling me not to smash it.
Okay, I'm always trying to feel the next piece of wood next to it, because that's not level with this one. See? And you got the next. And you hear the hoops getting loose again.
Is it necessary to go so damn fast?
I'm going slow.
Proceed.
Sorry, sir.
Very hard. Very violent. A lot of contained rage going on.
I'm just the kind of guy that would take his thumb off.
You're getting loose again.
Getting loose here.
Yep.
That's where it's loose, down there, right?
You got it. Come on, you've only got another 99 to go.
Say that again.
You've got another 99 to go.
99 to go.
Should be good enough. What do you think? Think that's smooth enough?
It looks smooth enough to me.
Okay, the barrel's up, ready to go. Now we need to heat it and bend it.
But don't we do to that side what we just did to this side?
We've got a nice modern electric winch for that.
An electric winch?
Yeah. Not a winch. A winch.
A winch.
A winch, not a winch.
I put the barrel over a small flame, wrap the bottom half with a steel cable, which is attached to a winch, then spray it with water. The combination of heat and moisture, along with the pressure from the winch, will help form one half of the barrel.
Centered. So there's a lot of tension in this line.
Yeah.
And that's holding the bottom together. Now you're gonna put that on the bottom somehow.
Got it.
How are you gonna do that?
Tip the barrel over.
Tip it over?
Yes. Don't lose your hair.
Don't lose my hair.
Ah. You know, notice anything strange about the hoop?
What?
It's upside down.
It's upside down. Okay.
Okay, release the cable. Cable's off. We need a number two and a number three. A quarter hook and a bulge hook.
Bar hook, bulge hook?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you keep those? Those are over there, aren't they?
You'll see the marks on the hoops.
Yeah.
The blue ones, it's got a two on it, and the other one's got three.
Ones. Threes. I got a two and I got a three.
After all the hoops are in place, it's time to toast the inside of the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Let's make some toast.
Okay.
So the process of toasting a barrel is, I mean, how important is it in the whole process?
For me, it's very, very important. We're caramelizing the natural sugars of the wood, which helps impart flavors to the wine.
How many different levels or layers of toasting are there in a barrel?
Light, medium, medium plus heavy. Four.
Four.
Four basic toast levels.
We're going for a nice dark toast.
Okay, nice heavy.
Toasting the barrel also keeps the wine from touching raw wood.
Have you ever had a barrel just burst into flames?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Small eyebrows.
Now, when this much smoke starts coming, it's time to turn it.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Take the lid off.
What happened?
Take the lid off.
Uh-oh.
Oops. You wanted a heavy toast?
Toasty.
Come on. I think we're about done, Mike. Excuse me. With your tootsies. Okay. Right. Blow all your air out and sniff.
Blow all my air out and sniff?
Gently. But close your eyes.
It smells like freshly baked bread.
Over to the next machine.
We need to find enough space to drill the bunghole.
The bunghole?
Yeah.
Normally, my job is to find and then insert something into a bunghole. On a wine barrel, I'm making it.
Bad day to be a bunghole.
Yee-haw-haw.
The way to direct a mule is to say yee and haw.
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 Yee.
Haw.
Yee. Oh, sorry, I just hauled. Hauled when I should have yeed. Whoa.
So far in my day as a cooper, I'd built a barrel out of wood staves, hammered it level, and toasted it to season the wood. Now it's time to bring my barrel to Romero and put it on the crozer.
Now the blades do their thing?
The crozer cuts a groove on the inside to make room for the lid.
Is this top speed right here?
Wow,
Once this one's done, we need to find enough space to drill the bunghole.
The bunghole is the opening in the barrel through which it will be filled or emptied.
There it is.
Hi. My first bunghole.
So what's this do?
This is going to cauterize the inside. It's going to burn the bunghole.
We're going to cauterize the bunghole?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of cauterizing the bunghole?
You don't want the wine to touch any raw wood.
I'm going to cauterize a bunghole. It's another first. Bad day to be a bunghole. All right. Nowhere.
Now it's time to put the head on the barrel. But before we do, we put together a flour, water, and sawdust mixture to line the crows that we cut out earlier.
You're making like a wood putty.
Exactly.
So we grab this with the lat, and then just go inside like this.
And what's this called exactly?
This one.
What you're doing here?
We apply flour inside the groove.
That's the name for it.
Yeah.
Applying flour inside the groove.
When the flour dries, it hardens and acts as a sealant.
Did I get it?
Yeah. All right.
And this is called what? Setting the head or?
Yeah, setting
the head. Yeah, you do this one. I'll do the one on the other side.
All right. So you line up. And then you put it towards you. Then you use this hook in the back. And you lift it up. And you hold it there.
Right.
You can hold it against you. Once you do that, then you tighten the hoop. Just the back part of the hammer.
Right.
And then you. Oh, come on.
Flip it over?
Yeah, go to the other side.
I'm going to try it this
All
time.
Right.
So this, I think you went like that.
There you go.
Romero, that's a huge pain in the ass.
You gotta really press against you. Easy, isn't it?
I don't think it fits.
You don't?
No, I think it's too big.
I think you do.
You think this would fit?
Yeah, damn it.
Put it back. I'm going to do it.
All right.
I'm going to get this fucking thing. I'm forgetting to push. All right, I got that part in.
Now I'm going to pull it against you. Pull the whole barrel against you. You get the hook. There you go.
No. Ah.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, I want you to do it.
All right.
All I'm trying to do is get this lip right here stuck inside that ridge we made. The problem is they're all on different levels, and you got to get it balanced just right. Big pain. You're in there.
So then you tighten the hook.
I'm going to tighten this thing. I'm going to tighten the hell out of this thing.
Easy, easy. See it? Tighter.
All right, so
now it's time to test the barrel for leaks by partially filling it with water.
Oh, spray the water all over.
Okay.
See the wall of the hole, so you go there?
Yep. We're just putting a couple gallons in.
That's fine. And then you put a bunghole.
What's this called?
Bunghole.
That's the bunghole, this is the bung.
Yeah.
Bung.
Tighten it really good.
Is this a problem over here?
Yeah, well, eventually it's going to swell up and it will get plugged.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm counting on a lot of swelling.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
Let's go find out. So the water is sloshing all around, moisturizing the inside. You're Douglas.
Yeah.
I'm Mike.
How are you doing, Mike?
Great. How are you?
Just going to check your work here.
Yeah, you're going to check my work. I hope you're great on a curve. But now we're going to pressure test the barrel.
Yeah.
All right. Good, because I already noticed some minor leaks back there.
All right.
Apparently, Andy, I don't know what happened.
A test bung is inserted, which we use to fill the barrel with compressed air.
Yeah, good there.
Now, for the moment of truth.
Okay, yeah, there's a leak down there. That seems like a substantial leak.
Yeah, well, let's see where it is. Yeah. Coming from there.
Right.
Over on this side here. So let's see.
Do we need a bigger head?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Say, give it 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes? Well, you know what? This will be a good opportunity for me to step back and watch two master coopers replace a head without getting in your way.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to cut a new head. He's going to do something here. I'm going to watch. Let's see what a lid looks like when it's cut out.
Sand it.
Let's check back with Douglas. He could probably do it with his eyes closed, couldn't he? You're a machine. Douglas, you're a machine.
After we drain the water, there's one last thing for me to do. Make my barrel look pretty.
Just a little bit good there.
Good?
Yeah.
Just cleaning up the bunghole.
The brace will prevent the head from bowing outward under pressure once the barrel is filled with wine.
Get a look at this thing. Very first wine barrel. You know what that is?
No.
That's a manhole cover.
Uh-huh.
We've been in business for 2 years. We don't have quite the expertise. But I want to thank you both. It's fantastic. You guys know what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for my very first barrel. And I don't want to brag or anything, but my logo is bigger than yours.
Yeah?
Coming up.
Nah, don't go under.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Chainsaws aren't the only things to be careful of when you're logging with mules.
She really could kick me in the next month.
She could kill you easily if she wanted to.
The chainsaws at least have an on-off switch.
Oh, jeez!
Whoa!
Today I've come to Calioka, Tennessee to cut down some trees. The trees in question are red oaks, and as you can see, somebody's gotten started without me. These trees that have already been cut have been hauled out of the grove by a couple of mules. The mules in question are not these guys. These are the cutters. This is Joey Mills, and this is Cliff Butt. How are you, Cliff?
Great.
Joey, doing a little sharpening there?
Getting it ready.
All right. What are we exactly getting ready to do?
Well, we're going to go in the woods here and cut some red oak. Well, this man has bought the property, and we're getting these big trees out so the younger trees can come on and grow.
Why mules? What's the advantage in the 21st century to working with a mule?
Cheaper. Very low maintenance. We feed all the mules, $10 a day.
Now, the mules in question are over there in that trailer, Joe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's meet the mule.
All right. And he'll get the door.
Oh, well, that explains the smell right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. How much does each one of the mules weigh, you're saying, more or less?
Average, probably 1,250 pounds, all of them.
So that's you got 5,000 pounds of mule flesh in here and almost as much poo.
That's right. Come on, Pat. Easy, girl.
Hello, she's done this before. Hey, buddy. I'm Mike. Try not to trample me.
Easy, Jack.
Whoa.
Easy.
Hi, Roxy. Come on, sweetie.
Easy, Roxy.
Hey, Willie.
Come on, William.
Yeah, he's in no hurry.
All right. All right, Mike. This collar's got to go on that mule right there.
I got you. All right.
All right.
So undo this first.
Yeah. That goes on her head.
Let me introduce you to the bit there. She's got some blinders here, too.
Now we got to get the harness. Gently.
Gently?
It's only about 120 pounds there.
Are you kidding?
It's all the way down.
So
pull her tail out. There you go.
Still, I mean, she really could kick me in the next month.
Oh, yeah.
She could kill you easily if she wanted to. But
none of us here could hold them if they really wanted to leave.
Don't
go under.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
So, what's next?
We got to cut some trees down. And then when we get those cut down and cut up, we'll take the mules in there and drag them out.
So these guys just are on standby right now?
On standby till we get some cut down, yes, sir.
Chainsaws?
Chainsaws.
And actual work?
Actual work, fixing to happen.
The actual work is fixing to happen. Pretty back here.
For now.
That's number one?
That's number one right there.
Oh, look at that. It grows. It looks like it's growing right out of the rock.
It's about the only roots that'll grow through the rock.
Right.
So a lot of times when you find lots of walnut or cherry or something, it's on real good dirt.
Right.
But when you got lots of rock, you have lots of red oak.
All right. How long should it take to get this down?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Or less.
Who's going to do it?
Joey will do this one.
Joe, do this
then
one.
Then you can do the next one.
Sounds good. How tall you reckon it is?
Probably 78 feet. He's cutting a notch. Wherever you cut that notch is where your tree's going. So you got to make a notch.
So sure, that's where it would have to fall. So now you cut it from behind and on the side.
Right. And then you kick it in from this side and cut the center. Kick it in from the other side, cut the center. And then you go to the back and just cut straight through. And it'll go right to your notch. All right, here it goes.
Do you yell timber?
You can yell timber if you like to, but
I'm going
to
yell timber. Timber! Cow. Autumn leaves.
Yeah, falling unnaturally. Now it's our turn. There you go. All right, now look, when you cut down, just cut straight through it. When it starts pinching, pull it out and cut from the bottom.
Got it.
Cliff and Joey are paid 80 cents per board foot at the mill.
Right up with that, and just cut straight up.
A 10-foot-long, 24-inch diameter log will bring about $200, which they split with the landowner. The logs are cut to varying lengths using a very high-tech calibration device.
Now we got to measure another one. You just keep cutting.
It's called a measuring stick. According to statistics, logging is the second most dangerous occupation in the world, after deep-sea fishing. I'll vouch for that.
All right, you got it. Now, reach over and cut it off. There you go.
I'll tell you what, Cliff Butt, that's dangerous work, man.
It's very dangerous.
I mean, that thing is alive in your hand. It's flying all around.
A 100cc saw is pretty substantial.
You just got to be careful.
Yeah, very careful. Very careful.
These guys had a special tree picked out just for me. No doubt hoping to reap big bucks from the fruits of my labor.
It's got to be 100 feet, Joe.
At least.
So the first cut, then, is a...
Your notch, right?
A horizontal here. Cut, just like so.
Yeah.
And then I'll come in above that at an angle like that, right? Mm-hmm. So the first cut's straight.
And it needs to be laying exactly toward that stump is where you need your notch.
That stump is about 75 feet away, and Troy is behind it, setting up the kind of shot you're accustomed to seeing on dirty jobs.
Namely, dangerous, ill-advised, unnecessarily risky shots. The risk, of course, is borne primarily by our gear. Today, the star of the show is Troy. What kind of camera is that?
This is a Z1U HD camera.
Z1U, high-definition camera. How much would a piece of equipment like that cost?
Oh...
$8,000. And the plan is to get that tree to fall right about where the chainsaw is right now. And if all goes as planned, the image will be unforgettable and the camera will go home unscathed.
Coming up, we learn just how sturdy our little camera really is. And later.
You have to coo to jack like a baby.
I thought these guys said mules were low maintenance.
I'll use that real high-pitched feminine voice you'd use.
Well, after some consideration, Troy rightfully assessed the situation and realized that not only was the camera on the line, but his very career was being forced into jeopardy. So he's now using a small fisheye camera. Retail value?
$1,000.
$1,000. That's the kind of loss that Troy can absorb personally.
Adam is setting up the $8,000 Z1U at a safer distance.
Joe, you might want to wait here, too. I promise you. I'm going to drop it right here. You don't have a thing to worry about. Jeez, why don't I do it this way? There we go.
You should be able to just... There you go. Okay, let's choke it.
So making the sound doesn't really help, does it?
It don't do a thing to wear you out.
Holding on to a 100cc chainsaw is like trying to control a small motorcycle. Joey and I definitely have different cutting styles.
What's holding this thing up?
We got our cuts off balance.
Can you push it over?
All back.
I do believe it hit the stump.
It hit the stump.
Let's go see if our camera survived.
Where the heck is it?
Right there.
Oh, yeah, look at this camera. Nicely done, Troy.
And how about the Z1U?
Now, is that one in a million? Look at this.
That's one in a million.
There's the top of the tree. Right here. And here's where we put the camera. About a foot apart. And a leaf blew right in the lens. Perfect. Well, perfect for us.
After felling more trees and sawing more logs, it's time to haul them out of the woods. I found that being multilingual came in handy.
Yeet.
Yee.
Yee means turn right in mule driver talk.
Hauling logs with a couple of mules. Good job.
Haul means turn left.
Haul.
Turn all the way around. Now you go with them. Be scooting around. With. All right, now whoa. All right.
Whoa and back are pretty much self-explanatory.
Back them on up.
Back on up.
Just keep bagging.
Back.
It's not a romance language by any means.
Thanks.
All right. Whoa, get them both with you.
Yeah, let me get them even.
All right, got them?
Hold on there, honey.
Hold up, Pep. All right, I got them. All right, now, Mike, you need to be on the back side of this log here. Hold them.
You need to be on the back side. Ho, that side.
Because you don't want it to pull into your legs.
No, I don't. Ho! All right.
We hook. They're going to go. She's ready to go, Sir Polly. Ready to go. All right.
Really? This is going to happen fast?
It's going to happen. You ready?
Yep. Ho.
Gone.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Now tell them a ho if you won't stop.
Roger.
Using mules is a more eco-friendly way to log than going in with heavy equipment. And more fun.
Ho. Ho.
Yeet.
Ho. Ho.
Yee.
Ho. Ho. Ho.
Not as easy as it looks. Yee. Oh, sorry, I just hauled. Hauled what I should have yeed. Whoa. Haul. Haul. Man, they've been dying to pull this. Haul. There we go.
Oh, good pull.
These mules are highly trained animals.
There we go.
They're usually sold in pairs at an average cost per pair of about $3,000.
Good mules. Oh, good girls. And boy.
All right. Why am I tired? I haven't been dragging anything at all.
Coming up, we'll meet Jack, perhaps the strongest mule in Tennessee.
Look at this mule. Holy smokes.
And definitely the craziest.
I really don't know about this.
Oh, jeez Louise, that was close.
All right, so the team is done.
The team is through.
Now we're going to see what one mule can do.
Jack is all harnessed, and Joey's back here at the rear, where the real action is. What's the plan?
We're going to go up here and try to get these logs out as easy and fast as we can.
All right, Jack goes first, then you, then me, then you.
Yeah, Jack. It's all right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jack is strong enough to pull a 3,600-pound log by himself.
He's
down on the ground. You see all these roots, all these rocks, all this dirt, all this debris? You know what that means to a mule like Jack? Nothing. If anything's in their way, tough. He just walks right through it.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
You have to coo to Jack like a baby.
That was a real high-pitched sound you just made there.
Yeah.
Do that again.
Oh.
He's a lot different than other mules. You have to really talk easy to him.
All right.
If you talk with a loud voice, we'll be getting him off the road out there.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I'll use that real high-pitched feminine voice you'd use. No offense.
Oh, oh.
Oh, oh.
We're back.
You back him right in there.
Ooh.
All right, now this is going to come right at me, isn't it?
No.
No?
You're all right. What up, he hadn't have been.
No, I think that went pretty well according to plan.
See, you messed up again, though. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You didn't have it cut all the way off.
Ah, interesting. Because if memory serves, I was back here earlier with a couple of experts who told me I'd made it all the way through that one.
I believe I did.
Ooh. But he was pulling that whole tree.
That was exciting.
You okay?
Yeah, the little fellow there, Barsky, I've never seen him move that fast before.
Oh, these mules have put you on your feet.
That boy, he hopped up in the air like some sort of sprite, like something out of legend.
Well, at least I was able to hop up in the air.
At least you were able to, man.
Like, somebody crap. Didn't make it.
Dude, I didn't know where to... very exciting.
We need to cut that off, so...
It's not really a dirty job unless I'm bleeding.
Are you bleeding?
I really don't know about this. Oh, jeez Louise, that was close. OSHA? Not in these woods. Come on back, Jack.
Back, Jack.
Whoa. All right, Mike.
I did everything you told me. I was on the uphill side of the log. I still got trampled.
Whoa, Jack. He got a little loose on us.
Whoa.
That's all, Jack.
Oh.
Now go yeet.
Yeet.
We got a little trouble here.
I'll say.
This log is in the air. It's going to be hard to get hooked. But since you're the man, we're going to let you back him up and hook it all at the same time. Because we don't want anybody else in there getting hurt. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to go up there and aim him out to the side. Hook the log right on the side and pull it off.
All right. I help hold him in front so he don't run off.
That's neighborly. Well, wait a minute. As soon as this goes on, he's going to take off.
Just hold it right here like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Hook him, Cliff. Show him. This is a little dangerous.
Well, I told him it was. Look, hold it right here just like this.
All right,
right there. Now. Here we go. It's going to be simple. He's going to go straight away. You just kind of hold him easy. He'll pull it off.
Come on, Jack. Easy. Easy. Easy, Jack. Easy, Jack. Ho! Right. Jackie, ho!
That's wonderful. Now, I'd just back him straight up.
Would you? All right. Come on back, Jack.
I think I've got it now. And I think Jack and I are becoming buddies.
Come on, Jack.
Hurry back.
Work his line.
Whoa. Sorry. Come on, Jack. There you go. Whoa.
Whoa, Jack.
Sorry. Whoa.
There you go.
Oh.
Is Mike alive?
This is ill-advised, my friends.
Ill-advised.
We'll bring him right up here and hook him right on side.
All right.
We'll get him hooked and we'll let you take it out.
Sorry, Jack. My fault.
It's our last log. So. Maybe get him hooked. Maybe.
What did Joey weighs 250 pounds.
Yeah.
He just went flying through the air.
Yeah.
I'm like a feather compared to the man, and I'm...
We'll get this done. We'll cross this off the list, huh?
Cross this off.
Never be back here again.
All right, here.
We'll be back.
All right, here he comes.
We'll be back.
All right, now. So when he takes off...
He's going to be gone this time.
He's going to be gone.
Yeah, he's
Troy,
upset.
Guys, this is going to wheel right around at you. Troy, heads up. Holy smokes.
Now it's in position.
Oh.
Right where we want it, Mike.
Right where we want it?
Yeah.
Way back.
On the ground, flat.
We got it right where we want it. We don't see what could go wrong.
Give it to Mike.
Here you go, Mike.
Hang on, everybody. Here we go. Oh. Oh, Jack. Oh, geez.
That's bad.
Oh, ho. Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh, oh, ho, oh. Ho.
That was bad.
That was bad.
Bad driving.
That was bad driving. That's my fault, Jack. my fault, Jack. Oh, how are we going to get around this tree?
We're going to get it. We're going to go straight out with it over.
You sure you don't want to roll it that way?
Nah.
No, that'd be easy,
too much work.
All right. Easy, Jack. Easy, Jack. Just a little bit.
All right.
There you go.
Limbs and all.
You're taking the trees. Yee. Yee. Yee-haw. Take it, Jack. Take it, baby. Take it, baby. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, I tell you what. I had a hell of a day in the woods, what that is. That's a good mule you got there, Cliff.
Yeah, he's best. If you can hang on to him.
Yeah, I'm still working out that part. Coming up, two mules, one log, no waiting.
Once the mules get the logs to the truck, we have to get them on the truck.
Perfect shot.
It's better to be lucky than good.
So we're going to have to load this truck.
All right.
And it's pretty fun. Loading the truck is fun. It's not as hard.
No. This
is the hardest part right here.
I'm sure it is a picnic. Loading the truck.
No trouble.
Load a piece of cake.
So the mules bring the log to the truck.
That's right.
And this is your official log truck?
This is the log truck. This is where a little manpower comes in. Not mule power, but we have to have a little manpower.
Uh-huh.
Because we have to get this log onto these forks. All right, so can hook, that's what that's called, a can hook. Now you jab it into this side of this log. Let me demonstrate one time.
Sure.
And then the rest of the time you just jab it in there like that.
Yep, and roll it.
Then you roll. Now it's on those forks. That's where we want it. All right, now you have to cut the truck on.
Yep.
All right, the truck runs.
Well,
normal
truck. That's a beautiful truck, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the interior, you've done that yourself, I guess?
We got cracked windshield and all. We got no door, no windows on the sides.
Good.
It's been rolled over twice, once by me, once by Joey.
My turn.
Mike's turn today.
Great.
But we're going to cut this on, and then we'll show you how it works here. All right, Mike, close that door.
Purrs like a kitten.
What you have to do... When I get back in, hold this log on, because a lot of times it'll roll that way. So we have to have somebody hold it. So I hold the log. You need to pull this straight down.
Gentle or real quick, like?
Just pull it straight to you. All right, go.
Ready?
Now let her down. All right.
Well, that's a genius.
Now look out. You got more coming.
They keep coming.
They got to keep coming till we get her loaded.
Oh, huh. This is a system.
System. Well,
that's a system that makes sense. Two mules, one log, no waiting.
What was that about the second most dangerous job?
Perfect shot.
It's better to be lucky than good.
Now we got a real big one coming.
Oh, man, how in the heck is that thing going to get up there?
That is a substantial piece of wood.
Some trees have knots growing out of them, which makes them undesirable. Other trees, the truly unfortunate ones, they have barskis growing out of them. If you look over there now, you'll see this log afflicted with a horrible condition. It is a barski. It's grown out of the base. Oh, there, the barski's torn free. Now the barski's back on, making the wood virtually worthless. Oh, and now the wood's going to roll on the barski, making the barski virtually worthless. There you can see this is how it ends for Dave.
Idiot.
The thing I most like about the crew here on Dirty Jobs is that not one of them, in the years that I've known them, has ever once exhibited the slightest ounce of anything that could possibly ever, under any condition, be confused with good judgment.
All right, well, my lawyers will be in touch.
All right. That'll be good.
Hey.
That'll be great.
Absolute pleasure.
Yes, sir. We've had a great time. Great time.
Need to get you stitched up.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. You guys going to take this to the mill?
Or, yes, sir.
All right.
Or do you want to drive?
No, you drive.
Okay. All right.
I got an idea for another means
All right.
of conveyance.
All right.
Well, if this were Hollywood and I were an actor, I'd be sitting on a horse wearing a cowboy hat. This isn't a cowboy hat. And this isn't a horse. But nobody says you can't ride off into the sunset sitting on a mule. Come on, girl. It's the sun. Come on. That's it. Don't make me look stupid. It's the big close. Come on. That's it. Good girl. It's the sun. It's the orange area up here, just beyond the hill. That's right. All right, I admit it. Asking you directly for new ideas for Dirty Jobs smacks of a cheap ploy, something to gain familiarity between myself and the viewers of this program. But let me tell you something. It's really not that at all. We genuinely and truly are out of ideas for more jobs. We don't want to be. We just are. And we've come to depend on you in a way that's not entirely comfortable. Anyhow, I have no choice but to ask you, nay, to beseech you, to go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs right now and give me something smart to consider in the way of a new dirty job. I'd be grateful. So Cliff, earlier it sounded like your last name was Butt.
Yes, it is Butt.
Your name is Cliff Butt.
Yes, Cliff Butt.
How do you spell Butt?
B-U-T-T. Exactly like your butt.
Your name's Cliff Butt and you got four asses.
Once you have it a little bit inside, just, you know, pull it against you.
It's hard for me to concentrate with Dave's fly down like that. It's very, very distracting. Oh, I'm trying to make a TV show here. I got producers. Business has fallen out of his trousers.